From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Avriganya. The Missouri Senate has passed a bill to finally institute a prescription drug monitoring program, but it may not make it to the governor's desk. The bill in question is one supported by the Missouri House, which would allow doctors to view a patient's prescription records to see if they're getting multiple prescriptions for the same medicine. But Republican Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit added language during his chamber's debate that requires a patient's data to be purged after 6 months.
Obviously, databases are an issue for me. And the thing that I hate is the fact that this is going to keep people's information that have done nothing wrong.
Supporters floated a 2-year limit on storing patient data, but Krause threatened to filibuster. Republican Representative Holly Rader has pushed for Missouri to join the rest of the U.S. in having such a program. She says she'll meet with the medical lobby to see if they'll support the measure as amended. A settlement has been reached in the wrongful death suit of an MU student who fell from a balcony 3 years ago, according to reporting from the Columbia Missourian. John and Stephanie Lipp will receive $5 million from the owner and future developers of the property where their son, Jack Lipp, fell from a balcony in downtown Columbia in December 2014. Lipp's death was the result of head and brain injuries sustained at a fraternity rush party. The U.S. Supreme Court is asking the state of Missouri and a church to make an argument for whether or not their case should proceed. The church is suing the state because it was denied a state grant, and the Missouri Constitution prohibits state money from being used for religious purposes. The church says that violates its First Amendment rights and equal protections under the law. Governor Eric Greitens reversed the rule Thursday that prevents religious organizations from receiving state grants. A Supreme Court hearing is set for next week. Columbia Regional Airport saw an increase in the number of arrivals and departures in the first quarter of 2017. The total number of passengers moving through the airport jumped 24% compared to the first quarter of 2016. That's over 3,000 additional travelers. Airport manager Mike Parks says the airport plays a significant role in Columbia's economy and community.
Of course, the Great Air Service is supported by the local businesses here in Columbia. To be able to do business flying in or flying out in the same day provides a support to the university and all the other businesses here in mid-Missouri.
United Airlines recently added flights to Chicago, and flights to Denver will start in August. Another future airport improvement is building a new terminal. The City of Columbia has hired a new deputy city manager. City Manager Mike Mathis announced Thursday that the position will go to the director of Columbia's Office of Cultural Affairs, J.J. Musgrove. He was chosen from a field of over 100 applicants from across the nation. Musgrove says he's excited about the position's emphasis in diversity and inclusion efforts. He also says the transition to his new position should happen over the next few weeks.
But I suspect I will be included in a variety of meetings and meet and greets just to get to know everybody that is going to be reporting to me and how I can add value to those particular departments.
Musgrove will officially start in the role of Deputy City Manager on May 1st. He will report directly to City Manager Mike Mathis. Abby Avriganya, KBIA News, Columbia.